Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us, Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. Alan, welcome back to the show.
Mike, thanks as always for having me.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar this week.
I'm going to start in Columbia. Last August, there was an announcement by the City of Columbia, Williams Street Extension Project, that I think is just absolutely transformational for the City of Columbia. So if you can think of Williams Street, it runs between Gervais and Blossom, parallel to the river, really close to the river, and is a very key part of the city. And we've been talking about developing waterfront in Columbia for many, many years. We've made tremendous progress there, but this one is 4,700 feet of new roadways, sidewalks, EV charging stations, and really a catalyst for riverfront development. On Monday today, June 16th, there's a community input session. I'm sure you can find out more about that at City of Columbia, but I think this is just one of the most important developments in Columbia in recent memory.
And only possible, I believe, because the river is now cleaned up with all the tar and stuff that had to be removed.
Yes, and this one, I think, it is complicated. It comes with, you know, city governments, county governments, the university, private property owners. It's been complicated.
All right, what's next?
Well, let's go to Charleston. And there was, you know, last week there was a big announcement of a groundbreaking of a brand new hospital by Roper St. Francis in North Charleston. Mike, you and I have been talking about all these economic development announcements, fastest growing state percentage wise. It's just driving the need for more services. It's a 27 acre facility, a $1.2 billion build, and really offers them the opportunity to build the hospital of the future. We're on the cusp of major technology advances. And I thought it was kind of interesting in this Roper announcement that they got the input of 550 clinicians within their system to ask them, what do you see as the hospital of the future? So it's another major economic development announcement for Charleston. And I think really big news.
All right, so I've got the upstate left. What are you seeing there?
Yeah, I think at the beginning of the year, Mike, you and I are also talking about all these major economic development announcements, some of the biggest of which are data centers by Facebook, Google. In April, there was another economic development announcement of a major computing center that's being built by Northmark Strategies. They chose Spartanburg County, which is an amazing story in and of itself. Spartanburg County really seems to be landing a lot of major announcements. What I found interesting recently was the Duke Energy has put in an application for a new natural gas facility to support all this growth, building a new power plant in Anderson County. And again, this is, you know, will come with the feedback of the community and really imagining the power plant of the future. Not a lot of power plants have been built recently. So there's an opportunity for using less water, more fuel efficient, more. So I think there's a lot of efficiencies tying in there, but, you know, a major, major strategic partnership to fuel all of this technology that we're having implemented in South Carolina. So a lot of interesting developments across the state.
Yeah, as you mentioned, we did talk about this. Energy needs across the state growing dramatically with more people moving in all the time, all this business coming in. And that's probably what has led to, you know, the passage of the energy bill that the governor recently signed. So, and you know, these new power plants, we need them not only for all that growth, but there are coal plants still operating in this state that are going to be coming offline that are required to shut down in the next several years.
Yeah, and I think, Mike, in our last conversation, I thought it was really interesting that Santee Cooper's opened up bids for the assets at VC Summer in Jenkinsville here in the Midlands. So we may see a reinvestment in nuclear power here in the Midlands.
Yeah, I was at a Columbia Chamber breakfast the other day, and they actually brought that up. Santee Cooper was one of the speakers there, and they could not give any details, but they said things were looking promising.
Interesting.
All right, Alan, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites in our state. We will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, and remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.